Bob Dungies is worried. His water is discolored, so he's called a water purification company to test it. They're running water in the basement utility sink, and it's kind of orangey looking, so it's an easy diagnosis. Too much iron.
You can probably see in the toilet upstairs, just on the first floor, that there's some brownish, reddish discoloration around the toilet.
That's not great, but at least you can tell when there's iron in the water. You can't see or taste other water contaminants, such as weed killers like atrazine. Tom Buscema is the water filter expert at the National Sanitation Foundation. They test and certify water filtration devices. He says the first place you can check is your local municipality, the folks that monitor water in your area.
That would be the place to start. They are required by federal law to measure a number of contaminants, produce an annual report for their consumers.
But recently, an investigative report by the New York Times revealed that water contamination can spike in some places, and local water officials might not even know about it. That weed killer atrazine is applied on farm fields, and in a lot of places, you also find a lot of atrazine in the water if you're looking for it at the right time. Sometimes it spikes for longer than a month. But some local water officials only test for atrazine once a month, or only once a year, and often it's not during that peak application season. So people can't really find out about atrazine levels for their drinking water in those places. Some water systems are spending lots of money to treat drinking water, to get atrazine levels down to what the federal government considers safe levels. But that might not be enough, according to some of the new scientific evidence about atrazine. Five studies published in peer-reviewed journals recently have found evidence suggesting that small amounts of atrazine in drinking water causes health problems. Even at levels considered safe by federal standards, atrazine might be associated with birth defects, things like low birth weight in newborns, skull and facial malformations, and misshapen limbs. 43 water systems in six states, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Mississippi, and Ohio, recently sued atrazine's manufacturers. They want to force the company Syngenta and its partner Growmark to pay for removing the chemical from drinking water. Steve Tillery is an attorney in the lawsuit.
Some of them have gone to the expense of cleaning it completely out of their water supplies so that it doesn't exist at all. And they should, in our view, be entitled to reimbursement for the expenses that they have incurred for cleaning it completely out of their water supplies.
But some water systems are not cleaning out atrazine completely. As we mentioned, there are times when some don't even know they exceed the federal safe drinking water levels. There is something pretty easy you can do if you're worried about your water. Tom Buscema of the National Sanitation Foundation says a simple carbon filter can remove atrazine. Those are the filters you can attach to the faucet or the pitchers you refill.
So it's a good investment, certainly can help them if they have those kind of concerns, and particularly those living in an area that's known to have potential contaminants like that in the water supply.
But first, people have to be aware of a possible problem, and too often, they're not. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.